Welcome back to the deep dive. You know that feeling, right? You're running a business, maybe just juggling a complex project, and it feels like you're constantly switching between, I don't know, a dozen different apps.
Oh, absolutely. One for invoices, another for stock, CRM over here, HR somewhere else.
Exactly. It's like this digital spaghetti junction leads to forgotten tasks, double data entry, just frustration.
It really does. So inefficient.
What if there was like one comprehensive, intuitive system, something that could bring all that chaos together effectively, efficiently, and, you know, without breaking the bank or locking you into some proprietary nightmare?
The dream, isn't it? Central Command Center.
Well, today, that's exactly what we're diving into. But hang on, before we unpack all of this, a quick word from our valued supporter. This deep dive is brought to you by Safe Server. Safe Server takes care of the hosting for this kind of software and supports you in your digital transformation. You can find more information at www.safeserver.de. Okay, so today our mission is to cut through the jargon. We want to really understand ERP Next. It's built as this powerful, intuitive, and completely open source enterprise resource planning system. So whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur battling that complexity, or maybe you're just, you know, curious about how modern companies operate, we're going to show you how ERP Next helps businesses not just survive, but actually thrive.
Right. And maybe for listeners who are new to the term, ERP, Enterprise Resource Planning, it's essentially a holistic system. It's designed to integrate and manage all the core processes of a business.
All in one place.
Exactly. Think finance, HR, supply chain, manufacturing, customer interactions. It brings it all together. It's like the central nervous system for your company.
That's a good analogy.
And that integration is really the key. It helps you get a rapid, crystal clear understanding of your operations. Mm-hmm. Make informed decisions quickly, comprehensively.
Okay, with that foundation laid, let's really dig into the pain points ERP Next tackles. Because you've got these two extremes, right? On one side, the huge, incredibly expensive, often quite rigid proprietary systems. Mm. You know, the SAPs, the Oracle NetSuites of the world.
Mm. Very powerful, but the cost and the lock-in.
Totally. It's like buying a mansion when you only need a few rooms and then you're stuck paying the massive mortgage forever.
Yeah, and you often don't get full control or flexibility.
Then on the other end, you have businesses maybe cobbling together lots of disconnected apps.
The patchwork approach.
Yeah.
One for accounting, one for CRM, maybe spreadsheets for inventory.
Which leads to tons of manual work, poor visibility, traceability issues.
Yeah.
It's just inefficient. Frustrating.
A real-time sink.
Right.
Yeah.
And ERP Next seems to position itself as, well, a better way.
And what's really fascinating here, what sets it apart, is its core identity.
Mm-hmm.
It's 100% open source.
Okay, let's unpack that. Open source. What does that actually mean for the user?
It means freedom, real control, mm-hmm. flexibility. Mm-hmm. Imagine this. No features hidden behind expensive paywalls or confusing tiers. Everything is available. You can use it. You can modify it. You could even technically resell your version if you wanted.
Wow.
It fundamentally flips the script on those traditional linear pricing models, you know, the ones that charge you more and more as your business scales.
Yeah, the per user cost that creeps up.
Yeah.
Hire someone new, pay another license fee.
Exactly. ERP Next just doesn't work like that. Growth doesn't punish your bottom line. It's just opportunity.
That's a huge difference.
It really is. And it's not just theoretical. The impact is real. Over 30,000 companies globally have adopted ERP Next.
30,000, that's significant.
It truly is. It demonstrates the practical value and, honestly, the growing trust in this kind of open, collaborative software development.
That is a huge number. It really underlines that shift towards open source. Sounds almost like a philosophical change in how software should work. So if it's this all-in-one central nervous system, what does it actually do day to day? How does it help run the business? How does it fix that digital spaghetti junction we mentioned earlier?
Well, think of it as genuinely one robust app designed to cover pretty much all your needs. It covers such a vast range of business functions. It's basically a comprehensive toolkit. Works almost anywhere, any industry, right out of the box.
Out of the box.
Pretty much. And the beauty is, if your niche needs something specific, it's incredibly customizable.
Okay, take us through some core parts. Where does it start?
Let's start with the bedrock. Finance, the accounting module.
Mm.
This gives you everything you need for managing cash flow, recording transactions, generating financial reports, the whole nine yards.
So like general ledger, accounts payable, receivable.
Yep. GL, APAR, financial statements, even fixed assets management. But here's a real aha moment for many businesses. It has built-in support for multi-subsidiary and multi-currency operations.
Ah, that's huge for global businesses.
Absolutely. Imagine being a financial controller trying to consolidate books from 5 global branches, each in a different currency.
Nightmare. Usually means weeks of spreadsheet juggling at month end.
Exactly. With ERP Next, those reports can consolidate automatically. Real-time global financial clarity. It's like having an instant army of accountants.
Okay, very powerful. What else?
Then there's order management. This covers both sales and procurement. So tracking inventory, managing sales orders, handling customer interactions, supplier management, shipments, it's all connected.
CRM features too.
Yes, integrated CRM functionalities. Mm. Managing leads, opportunities, quotations. It streamlines that whole order to cash and procure to pay cycle.
Makes sense. And inventory management.
That falls under the stock module. Closely related, of course. This is where you track your inventory levels across different warehouses, manage your item details, and even handle things like serial numbers and batch tracking for really precise control.
So no more guessing what's actually on the shelf.
Precisely. And for businesses that make things, the manufacturing module is key. It simplifies the entire production cycle, tracking material usage, planning capacity, managing subcontracting, and it uses multi-level bills of material BOMs. Those are like the detailed recipes for your products.
Got it. Every component, every step.
Exactly. So you know precisely what you need, when you need it, for every production run.
What about service businesses or internal work?
For that, the projects module is invaluable. Helps deliver projects, internal or external, on time, on budget. You track tasks, timesheets, expenses, issues, all linked to the projects for clear visibility on progress and profitability.
Okay, that's a lot already. Accounting, orders, Stark, manufacturing projects.
And it honestly doesn't stop there. It also includes robust HR and payroll functions. There's a cloud-based multi-store point-of-sale POS system for retail, a dedicated quality module for things like assurance plans and inspections, and even a support module, managing customer tickets, setting service-level agreements, SLAs.
SLAs, right, those response time promises.
Yep, and it includes a customer portal and a knowledge base, too. It's really comprehensive.
It really is impressive how much it covers, from, like, the nitty-gritty of a manufacturing line to customer support tickets and high-level finance. It tackles such diverse needs. I think the aha moment isn't just having it all in one place. It's the lack of data silos. No more manual reentry.
Exactly. It's that instant, holistic view of the entire operation instead of fragmented systems that just don't talk to each other.
But you know, the true genius often isn't just what a system does, but how it's built, how it flexes and grows with your specific business needs. That's where it gets really interesting for me. How is ERP Next actually structured? How can it be tailored so precisely? Because let's face it, one size really fits all.
Absolutely. And the secret sauce, if you will, it's really in its underlying technology, especially the FRAP framework.
Okay, FRAP framework. For the non-technical listener, what is that?
Think of FRAP as the powerful, flexible engine under the hood. It's what makes ERP Next so robust and adaptable. It's a full-stack web application framework built mainly with Python and JavaScript, providing all the core stuff. Secure database layer, user authentication, a REST API.
API meaning it can talk to other software easily.
Precisely. It's built API first, designed to connect and share data effortlessly with other tools you might use, payment gateways like Stripe or PayPal, e-commerce platforms like Shopify, communication tools, you name it.
Okay, and the user interface, it looks quite modern.
Right, that's FRAP UI. It's built using Vue.js, a modern JavaScript framework.
Yeah.
That's why ERP Next feels user-friendly and intuitive, despite all the power packed inside.
So how about tailoring it, customization?
This is where ERP Next really shines. It has a built-in low-code, no-code builder.
Low-code, no-code, meaning easier customization.
Exactly. You can automate tasks using drag and drop. You can customize forms, reports, dashboards, build complex approval workflows, often without writing a single line of code.
That sounds incredibly powerful for businesses needing agility or unique processes.
It is. I remember talking to a small distribution company. Within a week, they built a custom approval workflow for large orders, integrated with their sales commissions, something that, with traditional software, might have taken months and a dedicated developer.
Wow. And scalability. How does it handle growth?
It's built for it. Supports multi-company setups, handles high transaction volumes, offers really granular user permissions, and crucially, it does all this without that typical per-user fee that normally makes costs balloon as you expand.
Right. Back to that no per-user fee. That often sounds almost too good to be true. Is there a catch?
Well, it's not really a catch, more a shift in focus. Instead of paying per user license, your cost is tied more to your hosting and implementation choices, which, for many businesses, ends up being significantly more cost-effective in the long run. It gives you incredible control over your total cost of ownership.
Makes sense. So you control the infrastructure cost, not the headcount cost.
Exactly. And, oh yes, it's 100% mobile-friendly. Manage everything from anywhere, any device.
That flexibility tied to the cost-effectiveness, it's genuinely remarkable. It really makes you think about the possibilities, doesn't it, for your own curiosity or your business. Imagine software costs not growing exponentially just because your team does or because you want to add a new process. It's liberating. So, okay, if this sounds like the solution someone's been looking for, how do you actually get started? What are the practical steps? Implementation, hosting, is it something a small business can realistically tackle, or is it mainly for tech-savvy enterprises?
Good question. There are actually a few different paths. So there's an option for pretty much everyone, from beginners to experienced IT teams. For many, especially those wanting simplicity and peace of mind, managed hosting is the recommended route.
Managed hosting, like someone else handles the technical stuff.
Exactly. And we particularly recommend FrappCloud. It's simple, reliable, secure. Specifically designed for Frapp apps like ERP Next. They handle all the heavy lifting, installation, setup, upgrades, monitoring, maintenance.
And the pricing.
Crucially, with FrappCloud, there's no per-user pricing. You pay only for the hosting resources you use based on compute capacity. So it completely avoids that exponential cost increase we talked about. Perfect for businesses that want to focus on their work, not IT infrastructure.
Okay, that sounds very appealing. What if you do want more control?
Then self-hosted options are available. You can use Docker or do a manual installation. These require more technical expertise, naturally, but offer maximum customization and control. Ideal if you have a dedicated IT team.
Right, and actually getting it set up and configured, the implementation itself.
Again, you have choices for the implementation journey. For small to medium businesses, say under 50 users looking for a quick, fairly standard setup, there are success packs. These involve certified partners helping you get up and running quickly without super long planning cycles, kind of a fast track approach.
And for bigger companies or complex needs.
Then you'd likely work with one of the partners. There are over 200 globally. They provide comprehensive services. Deep customization, data migration, extensive training, the works.
And the DIY route.
Yep. Self-implementation is definitely possible for the enthusiasts. It does require both functional understanding and technical knowledge, but one of the huge benefits of open source is the sheer amount of resources available to help you.
Ah, the community aspect.
Exactly. You're never really alone. There's Frappe School with courses and workshops, free and paid. There's extensive official documentation, a really lively discussion forum, even a Telegram group for quick help. It's a truly collaborative ecosystem. That's a massive advantage over proprietary software, where support often means expensive contracts or long waits.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? If you're looking to dive into managing complex information or systems, it means there's a clear path, a supported path, actually, for everyone, whether you're a beginner wanting a managed solution or an expert wanting to tinker with the code.
Mm-hmm. The support system is genuinely robust. It minimizes that learning curve and really maximizes your chance of success.
Okay, so let's recap our deep dive today then. ERP Next emerges as this free, powerful, open source, and highly customizable ERP solution. It empowers businesses to manage, well, pretty much everything, accounting, inventory, manufacturing support, all from one intuitive platform.
Right, with the flexibility to scale without those punishing per-user fees.
And backed by a large, supportive community, it really underscores the value of, you know, getting knowledgeable quickly but thoroughly. Mm-hmm. It provides a really well-informed perspective on how modern businesses can streamline operations and embrace true digital transformation.
Indeed. And I think what we've seen with ERP Next really showcases the immense, maybe often underestimated, power of the open source ecosystem. This kind of collaborative innovation allows for the creation of genuinely world-class tools. Tools that don't just rival but often surpass those traditional expensive proprietary models.
It puts control back in the hands of the business.
Exactly. It fosters a truly adaptable, resilient operational structure. One that can evolve with your needs, not just dictated by your software budget.
So here's a final thought for you to mull over. In a world often defined by information overload and, let's face it, proprietary solutions, how might open source tools like ERP Next redefine what well-informed and well-equipped truly means? For businesses, sure, but maybe even for individuals too. Our deep dive today is made possible by SafeServer. SafeServer takes care of the hosting for this kind of software and supports you in your digital transformation. Find out more at www.safeserver.de. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring.